This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Such an important issue, and I just want to start by saying that this is an issue that is important to every single one of us as Americans. This is not a partisan issue. It has to do with the integrity and the strength of our democratic republic. And it lays out this over 100 documents that you're referencing that I released, declassified and released, spells out in great detail exactly what happens when you have some of the most powerful people in our country directly leading at the helm, President Obama and his senior-most national security cabinet, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, and Susan Rice and others, essentially making a very intentional decision to create this manufactured, politicized piece of intelligence with the objective of subverting the will of the American people, who in November of 2016 delivered a historic victory to President Trump, defeating Hillary Clinton. And President Obama and his team, their goal was to essentially not accept the decision of the American people and to use this manufactured, politicized intelligence as a means to enact what would become essentially a years-long coup against President Trump.
It looks like right now, which we all suspected, that this goes all the way to the top, potentially from President Obama himself. And so I'm grateful that this is finally coming out, because this was an actual coup attempt. You hear the Democrats talk about threat to democracy. There is a threat, and there was a threat to democracy, but it wasn't coming from the right or for conservatives. It was coming from the left. And it looks like it came all the way, whether it was President Obama or his closest associates, it looks like it went all the way to the White House. It is important that this is investigated. So something like this, an attempted coup in essence, never happens again in this, the United States of America, the greatest democracy in it, ever.
This is hitting the fan, and this is the top story of the week. Welcome to Wiggins America. If you're not sure what I'm talking about the report from Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, that Obama framed Trump in 2016 into 2017. So some of this was not an official act as president. It was manipulating manipulating is a nice word, falsifying intelligence reports against Donald Trump, the incoming president, when Obama was the president. And then he continued to, of course, perpetuate those things afterwards. So this is the number one story. If you are not familiar with it, I would guess that if you're tuning into 97.1 on the weekend like this, listening to this show, you probably know a little bit about this topic. But there it is. I played a clip from Tulsi Gabbard at the top there, a couple clips. One of those was from a representative talking about just the magnitude of what a problem this is, and the problem it is for Obama and Clapper and Comey. This is the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, and then who am I missing? John Brennan. Of those four, including Obama, and then a couple others like Susan Rice, they just falsified all of the reports about Trump, even though they had already produced reports saying that there was no connection. Obama himself, they can link it to now, said, "I don't care what your report said, make up fake ones so that I can frame him." They have all the documentation for this now. So this is something we all figured had happened and is just like, it's dirty politics, but now they have the records of it. They couldn't erase everything. You know, they could manipulate a lot of documents, but they couldn't erase everything. And one of the keys to this whole thing is the presidential daily briefings that the president would get. Only he can authorize what's in or out of those, and they changed. So that's how they're linking up. This is a big, big news story. And I tell you what's interesting about it is that I've seen very, very little reporting from the mainstream media, which tells me one main thing: they can't figure out how to defend Obama, so they're just not covering it. So that's the way they approach a lot of stories. I would say Democrat-aligned media, which is mostly the mainstream media, as we refer to it, when there's a story breaking and it's a big one like this, they'll all find a talking point and kind of parrot that and kind of make that the narrative. They're trying to control the narrative. Well, they can't find a lot to do about this one, so they're just trying to avoid it entirely so that when it starts to really blow up, they'll say Trump created chaos or this was unprecedented, you know, this is something that that can't happen, and really try to downplay it so that when the reaction happens from the DOJ, which I do believe they're going to do something here, they're going to charge these guys, that they can say, oh my gosh, look, Trump is going crazy. You know, this wasn't even on the radar. So they try to do multiple different things, and those are a couple of them. The only talking point I've heard from anybody, and I looked and looked and looked to try to find audio of this. This is how much they're avoiding it. I tried to find audio of the left-wing talking points on this, and you can read a lot of them. So there's articles and there's tweets, and you know, there's lots of people commenting on it, so they're aware of it. But they're not going on the record. They're not going on the news shows and talking about it. So I can't find the audio. But here's what they're saying. They're saying, well, this indictment, or whatever you want to call it eventually will be, this contradicts a bipartisan Senate committee that determined that there was interference in the 2020 or 2016 election. And that report came out in 2017, and all of Congress saw it, and they all agreed to it, and Marco Rubio oversaw it. And so that's the only talking point I can find that they're running with, but I think they even must think that that's kind of weak, because it's based on, you guessed it, false reports. So this big report, this intelligence community report that Congress signed off on in 2017, was all based on those falsified intelligence reports. So that falls apart really quickly if you just think about it at all. And so the question then becomes, well, how big of a crime is this? Well, Trump is saying the word treason. It does look like that. When you consider it in context, this is a sitting president of the United States trying to overthrow the next president of the United States and really successfully doing it in a lot of ways. He was paralyzed for the first 2 years of his administration by the Russia hoax. And it was everywhere. And it's not just in the United States among the left. This was everywhere in the world. People thought that he was a Russian asset, and there was no truth to it. It's still such a common talking point that you have to say there's no truth to it because some people still believe it. So we're in the midst of media avoidance right now, but pretty soon this thing's going to get big enough that they're going to have to report it. So that's why I'm telling you about the 2017 Intelligence Committee Congress Marco Rubio thing, because when you hear that, you'll just know, well, that was based on false reports. So you can easily move past that one, but you'll probably hear it. Or they'll come up with something new. I'm not sure exactly what the talking point will be to defend Obama here, but you will hear something catch, and it might be that thing. And then they'll just run, and you'll hear it all over the place. And the whole point is to cast doubt on the investigation, but the investigation is super airtight. Just remember when that happens, that media that's telling you this is the same media that told you this.
This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
He is sharp.
He's on his game.
His mental acuity is great.
This is a very sharp president.
And the people that I've talked to say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fine.
They say he's sharp.
There's not a problem.
He was sharp.
He was sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
The president is sharp and he is tireless.
He is sharp.
As sharp as ever.
And he's fine. All this right-wing propaganda that his mental acuity has declined is wrong.
They are not afraid to lie to you. They are definitely not. They've done it many times. They're very good at it. It's all strategic. They will do it again. And this will get bigger. All right, this is Wiggins America. We have a lot to talk about on this show. Not just this topic. We're going to talk about immigration. We're going to talk about Epstein. Yeah, we're not letting that go. Different angle that I'm going to take on that subject than I have in the past. But stick around. There's a lot more going on in the United States of America and in Wiggins America.
Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Possibility means you have a chance.
compassion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Most interesting things about this Tulsi Gabbard stuff, and the more specifically, the evidence against all of the top Obama administration officials, including Obama himself, is not just the criminal aspect of it and the fact that it's being referred for criminal prosecution now. That's a big deal. We just talked about that. But here's another aspect of that. Now that everybody knows, and you can bury your head in the sand and not know this, that's what the left is trying to do. Again, just cover that. But now that we know for sure that the Russia stuff was all a hoax, it was made up, it was a framing, now it's interesting to go back and listen to Obama speaking anytime after 2016 about that topic or about Trump or anything in that realm. Because most of what he's saying when he's talking about that topic, because he talks about other things too, of course, but when he talks about that topic, now we know for sure that he not only was lying, knew he was making it up as he was saying it. This is wild. This is from 2018.
They're undermining our alliances, cozying up to Russia.
Not true.
What happened to the Republican Party? Its central organizing principle in foreign policy was the fight against communism.
Still is.
And now they're cozying up to the former head of the KGB.
That's made up by him.
Actively blocking legislation that would defend our elections from Russian attack. What happened? Seem utterly unwilling to find the backbone to safeguard the institutions that make our democracy work.
Completely
made up. I'm
here to
tell you that you should still be concerned with our current course and should still want to see a restoration of honesty and decency and lawfulness in our government. It should not.
Hang on now. I'm going to pause it just because. Hear what he's saying here. All the stuff that he's trying to make a conclusion that we should do something about this issue that he made up. He made it up, and then he's trying to get you to take action on it. All right.
Be Democratic or Republican. It should not be a partisan issue to say that we do not pressure the Attorney General or the FBI to use the criminal justice system as a cudgel to punish our political opponents.
That's what they did.
The closer that we get to Election Day, the more those invested in the politics of fear and division will do anything to hang on to their recent gains. They want to keep us divided and keep us angry and keep us cynical because that helps them maintain the status quo.
Them being him. That's exactly what he did.
And keep their power and keep their privilege. In the end, the threat to our democracy doesn't just come from Donald Trump or the current batch of Republicans in Congress or the Koch brothers and their lobbyists.
Oh, by the way, real quick, the Koch brothers, I think at this point were not even giving. I think at this is 2018. So I think the Koch brothers had not given to Donald Trump or MAGA Republicans in over 2 years at that point. He's still using them.
Or, you know, too much compromise from Democrats or Russian hacking. The biggest threat to our democracy is indifference.
It's interesting, isn't it, to listen now? It's completely made up. All of what the premise of what he's saying in the first half of that clip is entirely fabricated by him. But they had been so successful in pushing that out through their compliant media that did not check on him at all. In fact, they were just like, yeah, let's do it. They were hoping that it was true. They didn't care whether it was true. They pushed it. And so it created a narrative. And in fact, it's so pervasive in American culture, that narrative now, that it's almost hard to deprogram from it. Even those of us who are really skeptical of it and talking about the fact that this was most likely made up, and now we know it, it's like you still have to like put it into a different category in your brain now because it's so part of the fabric of everything. So they made it up, and then the whole second half of that's really unfortunate because you can see he's trying to use everything that he did to then get action on things based on false premises that he made up. It's really, really disgusting because you know now that he falsified everything about this through his own intelligence agencies so that he could say this stuff and so that he could get action out of it. Pretty weird, pretty bad. Don't know if he'll be convicted. I think there will be convictions. I just don't know whether they'll be of Obama because of presidential immunity. I heard Brian Kilmeade this week making an interesting point, and I'm going to present it to you in the way that I heard it anyway. It's paraphrased, of course, that this really isn't the key stuff, that the Obama criminal action possibly here, certainly the framing of Donald Trump, the Epstein stuff, that all this salacious stuff is not really the point of the Donald Trump presidency, of his second term, certainly. And I heard the point he was making. He was talking to a guest, I don't know who it was, and saying that this isn't the stuff that moves voters, or this isn't the stuff that voters care about. And I don't know that that's true. I had to disagree a little bit because, in a sense, this is the main stuff that voters care about. The drama, the TMZ version of politics that this stuff becomes. I mean, you're talking about treason, possibly. Like, that's a pretty big deal. You know, the Epstein stuff is all child pornography. And I mean, this it's like big, big stuff. And it involves tons of people throughout the globe who are mega important people. So that stuff is, of course, very, very interesting. And it I think it does drive people to pay attention. The way I will agree with him, though, is that is that stuff really what people vote on? Does that drive people to vote? I don't know that it does. I think that what it does is it kind of makes people pay attention to the news, but I'm not sure that it changes anybody's opinion on anyone. Now, if something salacious comes out that Donald Trump was a pedophile, now that would change my opinion on him. But this has been vetted quite a bit, and that's never come out. This thing about Obama, though, is that going to change anybody's opinion? It's not changing mine. Well, I already figured out, and you probably did, that this was happening. But now we know for sure that it's happening. So while the mainstream media is pretty much not covering it or covering for Obama, does it really change anybody's mind and drive voters differently? Well, I don't know. And we're not really in a voting year, so does it really matter? But I will say this to Kilmeade's point, that the stuff that people step into a voting booth to vote for, I would say corruption would be a part of that. But it's economy, it's immigration, it's stuff that's directly affecting them. Does corruption directly affect you? I would say no, it indirectly affects you, because if people are corruptly spending too much money or they're making these things up, that indirect that comes back around and it affects the whole panacea of politics and the country. But does it directly affect your pocketbook? Does it directly affect rent prices? You know, probably not. So I don't know that those are the issues. And he was making the point that we should be talking about all the wins that Trump is delivering for the country right now. Here's one of the big ones from this week. It's the Japan deal.
Living up to the terms of previous deals. So it sounds amazing. If this is what it is, it's unbelievably positive. But, you know, the devil's always in the compliance. So how will you make sure that they comply?
So we'll evaluate it every quarter. And if the president's unhappy, then they will boomerang back to the 25% tariff rates, both on cars and the rest of their products. And I can tell you that I think at 25, especially in cars, the Japanese economy doesn't work. I think at 15, we will also be taking in substantial tariff revenue. That's a great part of this. So three parts: opening the economy, this $550 billion joint partnership that the U.S. gets 90% of the profits, President Trump negotiated that, and we will be taking in a 15% tariff revenue on everything the Japanese sell us.
And that is a huge deal. That's one country now going to pump over $500 billion into the American economy every year. I've been a budget hawk. I'm not saying apples and apples here, but if the Republican budget was roughly $1 trillion in debt still, which was better than the Democrat version, but still in debt, still producing too much, does this come along and cut that out? Well, not really. Again, it's not apples to apples. But when you consider that $1 trillion is a lot of money to be in debt every year, and Japan alone, one country, is going to be pumping $500 billion into the country, that's a big, big deal. Not to mention that it probably causes more companies to move here. It, you know, the ripple effect is not even included in this. You're just talking about the $550 billion mentioned in that clip. That's part of this trade deal. Should we be talking about that stuff more? Probably. We probably should, because it really is the stuff that affects everybody directly. Well, you know, in a sense, that's not direct, because that's going to indirectly cause more money to be here, which indirectly causes the economy to be better than you feel. So everything's kind of indirect, isn't it? It's just which one's more important. I'll conclude by saying this. I think that while the big scandalous stuff may not drive voters to the polls, it's still very important, because you're not just talking about one election. If you're talking about rooting out the deep state, getting rid of the massive amount of corruption that everybody knows exists in Washington, D.C. and outside of it, that can affect generations of the country if you're able to actually root that stuff out. So I still think you have to go after that stuff. I'm not saying that Kilmeade was saying don't go after it. I just think he was saying the focus maybe is not where it should be. And that's debatable. Love to hear what you think about this. At Radio Wiggins on Twitter, as usual, if you'd like to contact the show. We'll be right back with an issue that's very close to my heart, and that is kids in immigration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Had a good long conversation with my son driving home from a soccer game last weekend. And I realized that what I try to do with my kids, I'm not even doing this on purpose, is I'm trying to help them come to their own conclusions rather than tell them this is what you should believe. And I told my son that. He's 11. He was asking me questions because we were driving through the city, and in St. Louis, man, at night, it's just pretty. Parts of the city are, anyway. I guess not all of it. But we were driving down 64, coming through, gosh, I don't know where we'd have been, about Hampton. And I was just thinking, man, at night, the city is just beautiful. And I told him, I used to really like driving through the city at night because there was always this energy to it. You know, there's just lots of people, lots of stuff going on. I said, unfortunately, that's just not the way it is anymore. It's not that there's nothing going on. It's just not quite as much energy. And I'm 43, so maybe I just don't care about that stuff as much either. And he said, well, why aren't people, you know, doing stuff in the city as much as they used to? And I said, honestly, buddy, it's crime and it's other reasons why businesses just don't want to move there. And we started talking, and I said, I hate to tell you this, buddy, because I try to be more nuanced when I talk about these things than just saying red good, blue bad, you know, that kind of thing. But I said, honestly, it's Democrats. Like, it's political why people would want to move out of a thriving business center. Because you already have the momentum behind you, so it would take acts against that momentum to turn it around. And that's political. It's not as if we live in an area that's, you know, awful, like it's such bad climate that for some reason people want to move. It's just an average city. We, you know, our weather's fine. It's just what it is. It's in the middle of the country. So it's purely politics that are causing people to want to move out of not just this city, but cities in general, and they're having trouble with keeping business. And I realized in that discussion that the way that I talk about politics with my son is the way I approach politics in general, is that I really try not to just say Democrats bad, Republicans good, because that's so basic that it doesn't really lead you anywhere. It's just sort of like waving the flag of your team and going, yay, team, but it doesn't really lead to more discussion or thought about anything. So it's easy to do, but I don't really do that very much just in life. And so when I approach this issue, I have a really hard time talking about it with any nuance, because it's one that really makes me frustrated and mad, because it's so, Democrats are so disingenuous on this, and it really frustrates me to just have to say, the left is intellectually dishonest about a couple of these issues. There's a lot of them, but I'm focusing on this one right now. One that I can't find any nuance to, and I really used to respect in college and growing up, bleeding heart liberals, because they led with their emotions, and then they tried to find, it's not that they had no thought about it, it's that they tried to find the thought secondary to the emotion. So they led with compassion for things, and they would be misguided to me, because when I'd have those discussions, I'd say, look, you're leading with compassion, and I love that about you. And I had friends, a lot of friends like this. I was in communications and film industry and stuff. And I'd say, I love this about you, but I don't think you're thinking the next phase. You know, if you want to help the homeless by giving them food, well, then what tomorrow? You basically have to prop up their entire lifestyle forever. You know, that kind of stuff. So it's this one that really frustrates me, that I lost all my respect for bleeding hearts on, because I went, oh, you're just playing politics now. Maybe this is the people at the top and not the average, like, you know, super compassionate liberal. But it's the kids in cages stuff. It's when it became about the optics of AOC standing at a cage during the first Trump administration and crying and, you know, doing a press release of her looking very forlorn about kids. Well, that's meant to drum up emotion, and it works. It makes me go, well, what am I missing something here? You know, I want to ask. And then for those same people to go through the Biden administration, where they made things so much worse with that one issue, that sometimes I get pretty worked up about it, because what they have done to kids and what they've done to Americans through fentanyl, but just let's talk about sex trafficking of kids. And it's not as, it doesn't have to be big global conspiratorial. It's that kids end up in places, in houses, for instance, with no oversight, with people who they don't know, they're not related to. Sometimes they are related to them. They still get sexually abused. And there, but there's nothing, because we don't even have records of most of these kids. And so the Biden administration, I kid you not, I'm going to play this clip in a second, it'll outline the whole thing. They set up a hotline to just look like they were doing something to help them. And they ended up doing nothing to help these kids at all, other than setting up a hotline that they didn't even check, but they said they had a hotline. Here's the congressional testimony from last week.
So you're telling this committee that the Biden administration, while they were letting all of these unaccompanied minors into the country, and as we've talked about today, they weren't keeping track of them, they issued these kids a hotline that they could call if they had trouble with the sponsor family that they were put with? And you're saying that 65,000 calls to this hotline designated to protect these kids went unanswered? Is that what you're telling this committee?
Yes, sir. One case where a child's call was reporting that grown men were coming into his room at night and they were touching him. Nothing happened with that call. That call went unanswered until this administration took office, went through those 65,000 calls, made follow-ups, conducted a welfare check, and now that child has been rescued and that sponsor has been arrested. These are the safeguards that were put in place, but accountability and oversight was not had.
I said that it was easier to get a child, yes, than to adopt a dog. You actually had to provide more paperwork to adopt a pet from a pet shelter than you did to sponsor a child.
That is disgusting. That is disgusting. It's political. They were using people for 4 years. They were using people. And you can say this is racist if you want, because it's primarily brown-skinned people that they were using to bring up here to do whatever they were trying to do. There's lots of reasons why we all think that they were doing it for extra votes and for the census and all this stuff. But they were using them and did not give a freaking crap about these people at all. They were absolutely just pawning them for their power. And here's what really drives me crazy. Here's what really, really drives me crazy about the Epstein thing. Is that for 4 years, if you were really concerned about finding child rapists who were in high positions of power, actually, it started in 2018, they wouldn't even say anything, because that was kind of when the story was breaking. And then in 2020 and on, for 4 years, nothing happened. Literally nothing. It looks like they probably deleted most of the files they had on it. They put special prosecutors involved who were part of the system. It was Maureen Comey that was the prosecutor, quote-unquote, for Ghislaine Maxwell. Did nothing. Of course, and then we are here where we are now. And then the Trump story is like a part of this now. But here's what drives me crazy about it. Here's what's so intellectually dishonest about it, and why the left are fully, fully freaking hypocrites about this. It's because they did nothing for between 4 to 6 years, depending on when you want to start the clock. And then now they're all like, release the files, release the files. Why? Not because they want to catch anybody for anything, but because it might implicate Donald Trump. That's it. The left is so hypocritical about all this stuff, about protecting children. They actually don't care if they mutilate their genitals. They think they're being benevolent. That is bull. I wish I weren't on the air right now, because I would say some words. But it makes me so mad to see the same people who could have done anything for the last 4 years all now say, well, we need to do something about this. Why? Because maybe we might catch Donald Trump in it. And you know what? They wouldn't even care if they caught anybody else. They would let all those other sex traffickers off. every single powerful person, whether they be current lawmakers, media, celebrities, doesn't matter. They'd let them all off, and they do not care about them at all. They're just now doing it because maybe we could catch Donald Trump. If you've followed me through this segment at all, you'll see there's a running theme here that the people in power on the left do not give a freaking crap about anybody. They do not protect the innocent. They are only looking out for themselves. I'm going to stop. Maybe we can recoup in the break. Hosted the Annie Fry Show on Friday, and one of the segments was just me goofing. And brought up what I think is one of the funniest sketches on Saturday Night Live that I have ever seen that never, ever gets talked about. And so here you go. I told the story of the sketch with Tracy Morgan playing a homeless person in the sewer wooing Britney Spears in her prime.
American media export. Wiggins America.
This is so stupid. I am driving home, and I don't know what it is about. There's lots and lots of homeless people out right now. I don't know if it's because it's the summer or what, but there was a sketch where Tracy Morgan plays a homeless guy on Saturday Night Live, and and he sings a song in it that goes, "Make a doo-doo pie, I love you," and I sing that all the time for no reason, out of nowhere.
Of course you do.
Because I'll just sing it, eat a doo-doo pie, or whatever it is. And I was thinking, man, I need to go actually see that sketch because it's pretty old now. And I remember that the pitch of the sketch had to be something like, okay, Britney Spears is hosting. Let's have Britney Spears climb down in a sewer and fall in love with a homeless guy. And so I've pulled up the sketch. I found it. This isn't the whole thing, but it's about 2 minutes of it. And I'm just going to play it. And yes, the audio is one thing, but you can see it if you want to tune in on our YouTube channel.
Well, this is it. This is where I live.
Oh, it's not so bad. I like the mailbox.
Oh, I stole that because it has secrets about me.
You know what? Sometimes I'd like to steal a mailbox.
Oh, you're just saying that.
I know.
Say, Brittany, I was wondering.
What?
Well, you're always singing for everybody else. And, well, I wrote this song and I thought...
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes, please.
Is that
I'd
a
love
phone
to
book?
Hear. Yeah, I got it right here.
It's a phone book. You wrote this song in a phone book.
It's no oops, I did it again, but...
Just sing it.
Little TV sets going off inside my ear. Spacemen floating by. Firecracker beer. Chase the demons lightly. Inside your eye, up and down the sidewalk, take a doo doo pie.
Oh my gosh, that was so beautiful.
You mean it?
I do. It was really nice.
I kind of wrote it at a real crazy time in my life. You really like it?
I love it.
I love you.
I love you too.
They're about to kiss.
Britney Spears, are you down there in the sewer?
It's my manager.
We're coming to get you.
You better go.
I can't. I'm gonna stay with you. Down here in the sewer.
No. The world up there needs you. You go.
I'll see you, Woodrow.
His name's Woodrow.
So long, Brittany. Chase the demons lightly. News it hits your eye. Up and down the sidewalk. Take a doo-doo pie. I love you.
Just the pitch. The pitch that sketch had to be is Tracy Morgan walking into a room and going, okay, the biggest pop star, arguably the biggest star in the world, is going to be on the show. How about if she comes down into the sewer and falls in love with a homeless guy who serenades her?
It's kind of predictive, isn't it?
It's great. It's so good.
If that reminds me of anything, it is how good looking she was.
She was beautiful.
She was gorgeous. And yeah, now she is just, oh my gosh. It's sad when you look at how much she's fallen off.
That was 2000.
That was 2000?
Free Britney was a mistake.
Sheesh.
I, you know, and I forgot to even really set up why I was doing it. So, like, if you listen to my show on the weekends, for about a year ago, I decided, okay, there's so many great sketches that we've all forgotten about. And they just exist out there. And some of them are hard to find if you even remember it, let alone, you know, you're just watching a show, you don't remember it. So I decided to go through all, I'm like, my journey is going to be, I'm going to start watching all the episodes of Saturday Night Live, starting from when the original cast left. So like Belushi and Chevy Chase and, mm-hmm. and all those guys, they were the first generation. They leave. Then I'm going to start watching it from then on. Well, if you watch it on Peacock, it's like two sketches in an episode, and then it's over. And I guess it's because they didn't get the rights to everything. Oh. So they're all there, but there's nothing there.
They're there, but there's no there there.
So I've tried watching them to try to find like some really funny stuff, and it was pretty messy back in the day. Like in those Dick Ebersol years mm-hmm. when Lorne Michaels was not in charge of the show was a weird format. It was a mess. So unfortunately, I didn't get to really go through it because I don't know that this stuff really exists anywhere other than in individual clips on the internet. I wish they'd put them all out on DVD. I'd go through the whole thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.